Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. I hope you're having a beautiful day. Today, Pastor Chris is saying, inhabitants of the heavenly Jerusalem. Hallelujah. The scripture is taken from Psalm chapter 50, verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4, Paul, in his letter to the Galatian Christians, referenced the allegory of Sarah and Hagar. Through the two women, Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. So remember, the Bible talks about Abraham having two children, one's called Ishmael and the other one's called Isaac, through two different women. One of them was Sarah and the other one was Hagar. Sarah and Hagar represented two covenants. Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and is a figure of the present city of Jerusalem in the Middle East, which the Bible says is in slavery with all its people, according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 25. Then there's the Jerusalem that is above, according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 26. Hallelujah. The Bible says, but Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. How beautiful that is. Think about that. The Bible says the Jerusalem which is above is free. Hallelujah. Pastor says, read the 30th to 31st verses. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Praise the Lord. The Jerusalem that is above is the mother of us all. That's the one to which we belong. Did you hear that? We belong to the Jerusalem which is above. We are there now. Hallelujah. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 tells us, but you have come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 14, in the Message translation, Zion refers figuratively to Israel as the people of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The descendants of your oppressor will come bowing and scraping to you, and all who look down at you in contempt will lick your boots. They'll confer a title on you, City of God, Zion of the Holy of Israel. Hallelujah. But today in the New Testament, Zion refers to God's spiritual kingdom, which we are part of, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18, and also verse 22 to 23 in the Message translation. The Bible says, unlike your ancestors, you didn't come to Mount Sinai, all that volcanic blaze and earth-shaking rumble. No, that's not your experience at all. You have come to Mount Zion, the city where the living God resides. The invisible Jerusalem is populated by throngs of festive angels and Christian citizens. Hallelujah. It is the city where God is judge with judgments that make us just. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So in the mind of God, we live in Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. Now, that is so important. We live there now. In the same way, that the natural born Jews live in Jerusalem. That's in the Middle East. Hallelujah. So this is a real thing. You live in Zion right now. You can confess that, say that, and believe it. That means you are so blessed. You can say this confession after me and repeat these words. I'm not of this world. I'm from heaven, and I live the life of heaven now in the earth. I'm conscious of my heavenly blessings. I'm conscious of my heavenly rights and my privileges, and I walk in them to the full. Hallelujah. And you can say this scripture, or you can read these scriptures as part of your further study. Psalm chapter 48 verse 11 in the Amplified Classic Translation. Psalm chapter 50 verse 2 and Psalm chapter 69 verses 34 to 36. God bless you.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart, but you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus, by His Spirit, comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His Word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, Oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.